This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. For some time now, we've been discussing with you the all-sufficiency of the Bible, based upon 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, which makes clear that the Bible is complete, that is, able to furnish man completely unto every good work. That is, it answers every basic, fundamental, really important need of every human being. And we've been talking especially about the fact that the Bible is all-sufficient, morally speaking. The Bible is all-sufficient to help us to decide the rightness and wrongness of various acts. But first, before we get to that, we've been discussing various philosophical viewpoints, views that human beings have thought up in rejecting the sacred scriptures, the revelation of God. Now, we begin from that point today and consider the philosophy of Karl Marx, known as dialectical materialism. Now, according to this philosophy, to say that an act is right is to say that it promotes the predictions of the dialectic, where the dialectic is the view, according to the theory of the Marxists, that there is in the world a situation of negativity, that is, of forces fighting against one another. There is the thesis and then the antithesis, that which contradicts it. And rather than recognizing the force of the law of contradiction, that no proposition can be both true and false in regard to the same frame of reference, they hold that there is a resulting synthesis. And so they say the dialectic is at work in the world, in the ongoing of things in the world about us. And so by the dialectic they make predictions regarding revolution and so forth, that there is a build-up of negation, one force against another, and finally it bursts out in revolution. And so the right thing to do always is to do that act which promotes the predictions of the dialectic, and that in short simply means that you're to do the thing that promotes the advance of communism. Whatever advances communism is right in the theory of the Marxists. But of course the Bible makes clear that this is not the case, and we'll discuss it in some detail when we come to Bible teaching on the matter of morality, to biblical ethics. Now, in the next place, we notice what is usually termed situation ethics. Now, this has to do with love and the so-called situation. The man who holds to situation ethics is a man who says that to say that a given act X is right is to say that X is the loving thing to do in a particular situation. Now, these people hold that there are three basic approaches to ethics: the legalistic, which they would hold to everyone who is a Christian following the Bible; the antinomian, which they hold is the absolute absence of any kind of norm or guide or standard at all; and then there is their own or situational ethics. They hold their three basic polarities or oppositions, three basic oppositions to one another in ethics. There is fixity of viewpoint, fixity of standard, as over against freedom. In other words, one man would say, look, we must obey the Bible, whatever it teaches. Another man says, no, we have freedom in a given situation. There is antagonism, they say, between law and love. There is not, of course, but they hold that there is antagonism between law and love. And they hold their view is love, and that Christianity is simply a matter of law. Christianity does involve law, but it is not merely law. It is law coupled with love. And here is a basic mistake which a situationist made. They also hold that there is antagonism or opposition in the matter of authority and experience. They would hold that God would be recognized as authority and the Bible as authoritative. They reject that and hold to their own experience as being a better guide than the revelation of God to man, which is the Bible. Now, this is a very, very crucial point, and every one of us who is involved in the proclamation of the Bible, who's involved in teaching the Bible or trying to live the Christian life, needs to realize that our children are facing this theory. But our time is gone for today. I hope you'll be back next time as we continue to discuss situation ethics and what it means to you and to your children. Until then, may God bless and keep you is my sincere prayer.